This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
طالع البدر علينا من ثانيات.
All right, so let's talk about just a quick one. Let's go through the what we went through and what you tell me what you learned from, okay? The birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in a noble society from the lineage. What did we learn from that? Okay, anybody? Brother Yahya, anything? Okay. We learned that if you actually have the lineage, it backs you up and it's noble, so the lineage is important. Very good. Okay, so now we also learned that he was known for something before he received the revelation. What was that? Trustworthy. As-Sadiq al-Amin, trustworthy. And why? What did we learn from that? Why was that important? Apparently nothing. It's not really important if you're Sadiq or Amin. Anything, brothers? Yeah, Sheikh. Right on, because you know what? He simply paid his dues. He was known for his character. He was known to be truthful. He was known to be Amin, trustworthy. And that's what I asked you to do. Remember, it was your akhlaq, your character, that proves that you're a good Muslim. And remember, the series of the whole khutbahs is about that for that purpose. Okay, guys? So if somebody walks up to you and says, you know what, man? I want to become a Muslim. Why, dude? Did we shove the Quran down your throat? Did we tell you if you don't become a Muslim, we'll shoot you? Don't do that, please. It's not a good idea. Or no oil for you. No soup for you. No, usually, you know, last time, a brother called Harry, not Muslim yet, let's call him this way. He came in and says, you know, Brother Nabil, young guy. Brother Nabil is a really good guy. I want to be like him. And that's the honest truth. The best way for da'wah is to lead by example and to care the character that you actually live by and the word what you're known for is exactly the best way for da'wah. Very good. Now, he received the revelation. Could you remind me what was the stages of receiving the revelation, guys? Number one, vision. MashaAllah. Okay, vision. 6 months. He would see a vision at night, see it in the morning. Then what was the second stage? Iqra. What did we learn from that? Acquire knowledge. Extremely important. Very good. Number three. Qum. Qum al-layla illa qaleela. Yeah, get up at night to pray. What did we learn from that? Okay. We learned that whatever you learned, you implement. So we said, walk the talk. It's knowledge and action. Remember? تَعَلَّمْنَا الْعِلْمَ وَالْعَمَلَ مَعِنَا. It's okay to recap it. Listen, wallahi, if I don't finish it, doesn't. But I need you to get what we're talking about. Because we said, remember, العلم حجة لك أم عليك. Your knowledge is a plea for you or against you. So لَيْسَ مَنْ يَعْلَمْ كَمَنْ لَا يَعْلَمْ. Yeah? So it's not the same. Those who learn and those who don't learn. So we said Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah for something. Did he say, give me more money, give me more fame, give me more strength, give me more people? What did he say? What did he ask for? Allahu Akbar. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh Allah, increase my knowledge. So what's the key for knowledge? If you tell me you get one of those hot off the press, beautifully designed, color coordination, green and black, I'm telling you, you will not find this anywhere right now. What was the question? What is the key for knowledge? Yes. Habibi, go ahead. Quran. Brother Muhammad is right. It's in the Quran. Okay. You were supposed to be sitting there with your mom. What happened to you? You're confusing me. And I gave you two young sisters. You did not marry one of them up till now. 1 week, dude, you had the chance. Allah help you, Allah. Okay. The key for knowledge is what, brothers? It's in Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's put it this way. Allahu Akbar. My wife comes through to save me because she heard me say that. The key for knowledge is taqwa. And the proof of that, taqwa is piety, consciousness. I received a little concern because I speak in Arabic in a few terminology and I know that we have new Muslims and I have to make sure that I translate everything. Don't take it for granted that they understand Arabic. So apologies for that. And thank you for understanding and your patience. So, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيَعْلِمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Be conscious of Allah, and Allah will give you knowledge. So remember, this is something that it's important for us to understand. Because الشافعي رحمة الله عليه, he used to memorize the Quran so fast. He would actually put his left hand on the left page, fearing that he would memorize this page before this page. And all of a sudden, it came down. So he was concerned. So he talked to his teacher. He says, شَكَوْتُ لِوَكِيعٍ سُوءَ حِفْظِي فَدَلَّنِي عَلَى تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي وَقَالَ إِنَّ الْعِلْمُ نُورٌ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَى لِعَاصِي. He says, I complained to my master, my teacher, Sansei, that I'm losing it. What's wrong? He says, knowledge is a illuminating light from Allah, guiding light from Allah. And this guiding light from Allah will not be granted to anyone that is disobedient slave or servant or worshipper. So he said, after this, after all this knowledge, he says, تَعَلَّمْنَا الْعِلْمِ. If we had only asked for taqwa, it would have been better. SubhanAllah. الشافعي is telling you, rahmatullah alayhi, and all of the scholars, may Allah be blessed with all of them. Ameen. He said that I wish I asked, he says, طَلَبْنَا الْعِلْمِ فَتَعَلَّمْنَا. We asked for knowledge, Allah granted knowledge. If I had asked for taqwa, it would have been better. If I asked for piety and conscience of Allah, it would have been better. Look how humble he is. Ya salam. Very good. And we said there are three stages, I think it was another one. Three stages of seeking knowledge. Three stages of seeking knowledge. It's possibly in a different halaqah, but I'm mixing. I'm confused. Maybe it's a different halaqah, but it's possible. Three stages of seeking knowledge. Arrogance. Humbleness. Ignorance. Yes, salam, brother Yahya. I wish I had some candy, man. Sorry, dude. I'll give you like an audio note. All right, so remember, when you read a booklet, oh, I'm a alim. Khalas. You go in the masjid. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, on your chest, yes? Bring it. Ask me any question. I'll take you on, man. Yeah? So you get arrogance. And you put your foot next to the mind. You expect moi to stand next to you, peasant. Shoo, shoo. Yeah. So you go inside and the people ask you questions. You don't even know what the questions mean. And you get humbled. You go inside as Superman. You walk out in the fetal position. Yeah, because you don't know what the heck you're talking about. So you get humbled. So humbleness, second stage. Third stage is ignorance. Now, the more you know that you don't know. Yes? Okay. Three stages, Ibn al-Qayyim, rahmatullah alayhi, says now how to approach da'wah. Okay. He says, alif, thumma arif, thumma kallif. Alif, reconcile the hearts. Let people like you. You don't have to have the 111, yani. Wallahi. You know those guys? Nahnu qawmun jadd. We are people of sababiyya. Housing of jikaza. You know, everybody's going to hellfire and everything is haram. You know what? It's one thing that they learn. Okay? Alif al-qulub, reconcile the hearts. Smile, ya Shaykh. Kana bassaman muhayya. Prophet Muhammad used to greet people, peace. You know, spread peace. Afshu salam. He said, spread peace. Salutations. Peace among one another. Wa at'imu at'am. And share the food. Yes? وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. And pray at night when people are asleep. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ بِسَلَامُ. You will enter Jannah within a peaceful mean. So we learn that, inshallah. So he says, أَلِّفْ عَرِّفْ. Then raise awareness, educate. So reconcile the hearts, educate. So remember, you give people alternatives. I don't forbid evil before I enjoin good. In the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who forbid evil first, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Then, وَإِنْهَوْنَا الْمُنْكَرِ. Enjoin good, then forbid evil. So please, don't tell me haram, haram. Okay, did you teach me what is halal first, Shaykhna? Did you enjoin good first before you forbid evil? So he says, reconcile the hearts. Let people at least don't hate you. How is that? Okay? Then raise awareness, educate, then obligate. When they know, when they're raised, now I can tell you, do this and don't do that. Halal, haram. Yes, acceptable, not acceptable. Permission, don't. These are the stages, right, guys? Very good. So we said, iqra, you learn all of that. Then what was that? Qum, we said, implement the knowledge that you have. You walk the talk. So we said, Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayhi, said he taught us something. What was that? He taught us a lot, rahmatullah alayh. But okay, he says, Allahu Akbar. The sisters rock, man. Brothers, I have hopes for you still. I still have a dream. I have a dream. All right. So Imam Malik says, don't talk when you want to talk, and talk when you don't want to talk. Explain that to me, please. Yahya. Yes. Okay, mashallah alaik. Very good. This man is a mashallah. Yahya is a young kid, wallahi, but I'm so proud. So proud of him. Yes, Habibi. MashaAllah, very good. It's true. When I go to conferences, I like to listen to other mashayikh so I can learn. Very true. So the brother is saying, you know, to get out of your comfort zone is good. That's why I actually ask you to come. That's my style. I let people sit next to me, and that's wherever I go. That's why, you know, even in with my masjid, you know, I used to tell people to sit next to me, youth especially, sit next to me, just to break that fear factor. When you look at people, I remember the first khutbah I ever gave in my life. It was horrible. I'm telling you straight up. The man, the sheikh called me 1 hour before the khutbah. He says, Brother Allah, yes, sheikh. He says, you're it. I go, what it? You're it. No, you're it. No, you're it. No, you're it. Come on, sheikh. You the sheikh. No, you the sheikh. So he gives me a piece of paper. I couldn't read his handwriting. He says, this is a khutbah. Go ahead. I go, la hawwa. Inna lillahi hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So I'm sweating like bullets. I don't know where he's going with this, and not train of thought. I forgot everything he told me, right? And because I got up on the pulpit, like usually I sit, right? And everybody sees one man. So I get up on the pulpit, turn around, everybody's looking at me, and I froze. Goony goo goo. I had no idea what I was talking about, so I said, wallahi, it's a true story. First khutbah, I had no idea. So I don't know, I got frustrated. I don't know what he's talking about. I can't read it, so I put it in my pocket. I'm losing it anyway, so might as well just, you know, go out with something. So I said, you know, Allah help me. So I talked from the heart, and it worked. Yeah, Sheikh.
Maybe that was the idea.
Yes, that's it. That's the idea. Don't talk when you want to talk. See, Imam Malik was right. You're right. So we talked about the knowledge, implementing it. Then what was number four? I was longing, I waited, I got the knowledge, I implemented the knowledge, then? Okay, that's number five. Patience is number five. One before this. Gain the knowledge, we got that. Gave the knowledge, Allahu Akbar. Qum fa'andhir, good for you, man. Get up and warn people. You're ready now. Do you get the stages, guys? So you're ready. Okay, so I'm warning people. So what is number one on my list? وَأَنذِرْ عَشِرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Warn your immediate people. يَا أَيُّهَا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ. So warn your family first. Oh, you believe, protect yourself and your family. Okay, then we work upwards. Then what did he say after that? Like the sister said earlier, وَلَ رَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. Be patient on what you're going to be plagued. Be patient unto your Lord. Fantastic. Then they started da'wah. Yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the revelation. And how did he see Jibreel? Okay, who can tell me the three? مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئُ. I explained that. There are three ways it says مَا. Two was similar. One was different. Remember that? Okay, just to cut to the chase. مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئِ. He says, اِقْرَأْ. Recite. He says, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئِ. I can't read. He hugged him again, tighter. اِقْرَأْ. مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئِ. I can't. Then the third, he said, there's no way out. He wants me to read something. He says, مَا أَنَا. What do you want me to read? Yes? So he said, اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقَ الْأَثْوَانِ. Then he comes down. He sees Jibreel in his own form. What form was that? 600 wings, right? Says, O ya Muhammad, ana Jibreel. Anta Rasulullah, I am Jibreel. You are the messenger of Allah, I am Jibreel. He runs to his best friend. Who was that? Khadija radiallahu anha. That's when we talk to your sisters, to be like Khadija radiallahu anha. Very good. Now, he starts da'wah. What was the first thing he did? He talked to his family. Who was the first Muslim that embraced Islam? Khadija radiallahu anha. From the women. From Muslim, from men? Ali ibn Abi Talib, mashallah, tabarakallah. Why is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq so high in ranks? Muhammad. He was his best friend, it's true, and his partner in the jinn. But remember, 10 mubashara, the 10 that was given good news that are going to Jannah, 6 out of the 10 were embraced Islam because of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Understand? Very good. Okay, so now they're given da'wah in secret. Da'wah in secret. Yes? Dar al-Arqam and al-Arqam come in and people are following. And we talked about Bilal, what? Al-Habashi. Suhaib, what? Rumi. Salman, what? Farisi. So we said one comes from Abyssinia, one comes from Rome, one comes from Persia, right? So don't tell me what color your skin, dude. Where you come from? What language speak? Are you from the north? Are you south? Are you mountain or the... No, 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 no. We said the measuring stick, the best of the noble, most noble. Who was that? Who's the most noble in the sight of Allah? Taqwa. Consciousness of Allah. Very good. It's not the color skin. Fantastic. Now, Islam started to spread. Slowly, slowly, and all of a sudden, you know, they started persecuting them. Yes? Wait a second, wait, these people here, my slave doesn't want to, you know, he worships one God, you made all the gods into one, it's not a good deal, I'm losing this guy. So what happens, they start persecuting him, leave the religion of Muhammad. You know, Bilal al-Habashi, radiallahu anhu, he used to, I'm sure you've seen it in the movies, big rock on his chest, but the one that was most known for being persecuted is whom? Okay, Khabbab ibn al-Arad, Sumayya was the first shahida. First shahida in Islam was what, a man or a woman? A woman. The honor of a woman. I'm going to talk about that on another topic, inshallah. But Khabbab ibn al-Arat, radiallahu anhu, arda, was the most persecuted. He had holes. Remember, he had holes in his back. Holes. Not like a burn mark. Had holes. Khabbab ibn al-Arat had holes in his back. And he complains to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, ادعو لنا يا رسول الله. ألا تدعو لنا? Ask Allah to help us. He got angry. Why? Prophet ﷺ got angry that Khabbab al-Arat radiallahu anhu is asking for help. Okay. He says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي أُمَمٍ قَبْلُكُمْ Nations before you, a person used to get like a steel comb. They will take the skin off the flesh. And they would put a hole and get a saw, cut him in half. And he says, it will not deter him from holding on to worship God. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ But you're people in rush. What do we learn from that? Yes, take the heat. Take the heat. And I've given this, I guess, in the camp. Your homework for today is I want you to read the end of Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Okay, guys? That's your homework. Okay. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يضحكون. Okay, Allah called them criminals. Those criminals used to laugh at you. You know what? The bigger the abaya, the bigger the bomb, right? The bigger your dress. Oh man, what's that ticking? Yeah, beard. Oh my God, you look like Bin Laden, dude. So وإذا مروا يتغامزون. When they pass by, they wink. Check this out. وإذا انقلبوا إليهم انقلبوا فكهين. You know when they go home, you won't believe what I saw today, man. Yeah, and they start making fun of you. وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ ضَلُّونَ You are the one that is misled, you're led astray, all of that stuff. وَمَا أُرْسَلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ They're not your guardians. But Allah says, فَالْيَوْمِ But today, what day is that? Day of judgment. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ Those who laughed at you will be laughing at them. So I want you to keep that in mind all the time. Persecution and so on, and they had difficulties, and now they want to go somewhere. They want to go to Habasha, and that's where, inshallah, we're segueing. They want to go to Abyssinia. They heard there was a righteous man. Who is that man? An-Najashi, the Negos. An-Najashi, radiallahu anh. Why do I say An-Najashi, radiallahu anh? Because our Prophet ﷺ says he embraced Islam. Yeah? So we say radiallahu anhu. Very good. So what do you learn from that? This man is not a Muslim, but Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, go to Habasha, go to Abyssinia. There is a fair ruler. So what do you hear, Sheikh? What do you learn from that? All right. What's number one on the seven that will be shaded on Judgment Day? Imamun Adil. Not Adil Imam. I mean, if you're Egyptian, you know what I'm talking about. But if not, don't worry about it. Allahumma zikka biha jilan. One person in the hood? Good. Imamun Adil is a just ruler. Yes? Number one on the list, Sheikh. So they go and they start, you know, he said, I take him in. They're in my trust. And now the Quraysh goes, oh, wait a second. They're going to get him out of control. They're going to turn this guy around. And they come up with all these gifts and go to a Najashi. And they tell him, listen, you have some shirdima. These low life, weak, poor people come to you. These are peasants. These are slaves. They're not worthy of your attention. Give them to us. But before they did this, what did they do? All the gifts, all the jewelry, all the silk, all the gold, bribing. And he says, nope, I haven't heard him yet. What did you learn from that? Right on. Do not judge before anything else. Allah blamed one of the prophets, alayhi salam, upon this. Who is that and what happened? Dawood, alayhi salam. Okay, I won't go there because it's not our topic. But remember, that's good. I want you to remember that. Do not judge before you hear both sides. Yes? I get this all the time. A sister comes to me in my office. So I am pumped. You know, give me this guy. Where is this guy? How could you do this to the sister? I didn't do that. But only to find out that this guy was beaten up by the sister. I learned quick. I don't go for tears anymore, man. These crocodiles. So don't do that. Remember that. You have to be just. Listen to both sides. Very good. Now, on Najashi, Radiyallahu says, you know what? I heard you said. Now they start winding him up. They say that your Lord is only a prophet. Oh. You know what that means? Adding fuel to the fire. What do you learn from that? We have to learn. This is it. I can't tell you the seerah. It's impossible. I teach this course. It takes a lot longer than that. And I actually don't. I teach the Median first and Meccan. I mean the Meccan and Median. They're separate. They're two courses actually. So I won't be able to tell you the details. I'm only giving you the lessons learned from the seerah. Yes? Fiqh al-seerah. So what do you learn from that, guys? Look at your own community. These guys are trying to do what? Yeah, so don't be that fuel. Don't be that spark. You put the fitna down. You don't start the fitna and you don't pass the fitna on, man. Hey, dude, what's coming in the masjid? These guys want to take over. Oh. No, you didn't, because I'll see you outside. Now you start the fitna, they and us and us and we and them. You know what? No. Put the fitna down. Remember, we have a proof that you're supposed to pray to behind an imam that, you know what? According to Quran Sunnah, don't get me wrong, but he may not be according to your madhab or whatever it is that you're different from something to keep the unity together. Make sure of that. Do not be the spark or do not divide. Please, brother and sister, keep the... And listen, I am impressed. I'm not saying that they're angels here, but Brisbane is a nice mix. Diversity is good. They're gelling, yeah? I didn't see anything like, you know what, man? Okay, you're Ikhwani? Ooh, Sufi? Ah, Salafi. La ammi, ana Muslim, wallahi Muslim. Can we live with that? You know, Sheikh Mustafa Al-Adawi, hafidahullah, a man told him, you know, ana madkhali, but I love you for the sake of Allah. I'm not going to tell you, don't look it up. Just, don't worry about it. Okay, he says, I am so-and-so, from I follow this, but I still love you. He says, in kunta muntasiban, if you want to belong to someone, belong to Allah. If you want to, are you called Muhammadi? We follow Prophet Muhammad. Why don't you go say, I'm a Muhammadan? No, Sheikh. I'm a Muslim. Why? Can you tell me why you call yourself a Muslim? Because what Allah called you, Shaykh Ibrahim alayhi salam, was sammakum muslimun. Allah called you Muslims. So is there better, you want to call yourself something better than what Allah called you? So are you going to tell me, I'm Sufi, I am Ikhwani, I am Salafi, I am Shafi'i, I am Hanbali, I am Maliki, I am Hanafi, I am Murtada. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, the best of people after prophets and messengers, according to the best nas, the best of people. Allah chose them to be his companion. So when they started talking about Muhajirin wal Ansar, what did he say? أَبِدَعْوَةِ الْجَاهِلِيَّ وَأَنَا بَيْنَ ظَهْرَنِيكُمْ اتركوها إنها منتنة. They're calling, Ya Ma'ashir al-Ansar, Ya Ma'ashir al-Muhajirin. They were fighting about something. They said, oh, Muhajirin. Muhajirin, those who migrated from Mecca to Medina. We'll get there, inshallah. And then he says, Ya Ma'ashir al-Ansar, oh, the one who embraced and they took the people from Mecca to come to Medina. And a 911 call to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came right away. He says, you calling yourself with a pre-Islamic ignorant era, and I'm still alive between you? Leave that. It is a stinking rotten aroma. It's like a corpse. So please don't go names, man. Don't go names on me. I was talking to some of the youth here. So I can't go there, Sheikh. I can't go here, Sheikh. I can't help these people. I go, dude, if you brothers, the one that learned brothers, you're going to leave the field for everybody else, guess what, man? Only the ignorance will lead the ummah. People will speak on your behalf as Muslims with no knowledge. So don't tell me, dude, I'm sorry, I can't mix with these people. No, dude, you have to stick. Why? Because of the hadith. He says, تُعَاشِرُ النَّاسِ وَتَصْبِرْ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ. It is better for you to deal with people and be patient with the harms that you're going to plague you. It's better than to seclude yourself and say, you know what, man, I'm on my own, dude. You're on your own. Run, baby. And do not be patient upon what you are going to be plagued with. So if every one of us says, you know, I can't deal with these people. Well, this is that. They're not there yet. They're not. They do something wrong, Sheikh. Well, fix it, man. Be patient. What are you doing? Okay, so this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is what we learn from the seerah, the stages that we go through. So Najashi says, you know what? Wait. Give him to us. You said that. Then Ja'far al-Tayyar, radiallahu anhu arda. Who's Ja'far al-Tayyar? Go ahead. Think about it. Think really deep. Take your time. Ya salam. Allahu Akbar. He's right. But what was known for Ja'far al-Tayyar? Was he flying planes? You know, after 9/11, it would have been really difficult for him to fly a plane. Why was it called the Tayyar, the pilot? Right on. Go ahead, Muhammad. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Poetry and speech. Very good. MashaAllah. Because he lost both arms trying to hold the banner of Islam up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced those arms with wings for him to fly in Jannah. Tayyib. There's a beautiful poem that actually says, Ya nafsi, O myself, Mali araki takrahin al-Jannah. O myself, why are you hating Jannah? Can't you see the shahadas right in? This is Latanzilanna. Allah, he said, you know what? Lam tawkid, noon mushaddada. Both. Two letters in one word. You will do it whether you like it or not. Mali araki takrahin al-Jannah. Why are you hating to go to Jannah? There's your shahada that you're asking for. And by the way, because he hesitated, some of the scholars say he hesitated for just a fraction of a second. He'll be a little further back than the first one that held the banner of the Raya. Anyway, so don't worry about that. So don't hesitate. You know what you see? Like, this is something that you created for, and so on. So what is the shahada, by the way? Shahada is to say, Allahu Akbar. Yeah? No? Too much? Now, Sheikh, now you're rocking the boat now, Sheikh. I don't want you to be another number, man. Wallahi, don't be an easy bait, man. You know, it's the same Sheikh that says, come and join us. You know, what's his name? This Aish guy, whatever, Daesh guy and all that stuff. The same mashayikh. Ya Ami, why don't you do that? You're asking us to do it, so why don't you do it? Why, send your own child. Yeah? Don't be an easy bait, man. Don't be brainwashed. Remember that. I don't want to hear about you in the news. Don't be a statistic. Okay, you're much smarter than that. Okay, then, Najashi, radiallahu an. Okay, so what is the status of a martyr, by the way, since we're talking about it? Status of a martyr. Why are they so high? What did he get? Yes. Yes, salam. Bring it. Come here, man. I have to give you a nugget. One of those guys, because I love you. So good, man. What's your name again?
Khidr.
Yes, salam. He gets to intercede for 70 members of his family that were supposed to go to hellfire. Intercede. 70 in Arabic means what, by the way? 70? A lot. Good man. 70 means a lot. In Arabic, it's like I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Did I tell you 1,000 times? It's an expression. Very good. So the first drop of a blood of a shaheed, first drop of a blood of a martyr, they will see the place in Jannah. First drop of blood touches the earth, the ground, it reaches, he sees the place in Jannah. And he will not be punished in the grave, he will be resurrected with the dam by the smells like nectar and aroma and beautiful, all of that stuff. Yes? He will not be fearing Allah on Judgment Day, all of that stuff. So many. So you ask Allah the Shahada, even though you die on your bed, you will be granted the rank of Shahada if you're sincere. Did you have a question, Habibi? What? Right, smart man. What's your name?
Yunus.
Okay, if you die, like you know, some blood came. He's smart. He's making a deal and wheeling. Are you a lawyer by any chance? I love lawyers. Don't get me wrong. People are good. Just saying. Okay, it's not the same. Nice try, though. Yes. MashaAllah. Yes, Habibi.
What about the story of Khalid ibn Walid? Is he a shaheed or?
Okay, Khalid ibn Walid. How did he die? He died in bed. He says, لا نامت أعين الجبناء. You cowards, he's talking to his enemies, you cowards, I have not single inch in my body except there's a wound, there's a spear, there's a sword, there's an arrow. Where are you? How could I not get the shahada? He says, not, you should never sleep, oh coward people. لا نامت عين الجبناء, he says. Why? Because exactly that. He died in his bed. But if you tell me why he died in his bed, I give you the other one. Not this one. They're totally different. This one is on the right. This one is on the left. Allahu Akbar. What's your name, man?
Ibrahim.
Good for you, Brother Ibrahim. Because he was known to be what? What's his kunya? What's his nickname? Saifullah al-Maslul. It's the sword of Allah. And it's not befitting for the Saifullah to be killed. No, dude. Yeah? Get it? Good man. All right, and Najashi now pulls in. Ja'far al-Tayr comes in. He says, you know what? Here's what we... Kunna qawm na'bud. You used to be worshipping the aliha, idols. We used to kill each other. We used to rape women. We used to all the bad things we used to do. But we received the guiding light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he told us that Allah is one, and we worship now. We don't do this, we don't lie, we don't steal, we look after each other, we reach the next of kin, we respect women, we. He says, beautiful. But what do you say in Isa? He's not off the hook yet. What you told me was beautiful. I'm not sold just yet. But this man, you said something bad about Isa. Tell me right now, what did you say? What are you going to call? Call, here is 000, right? Because every time I went to UK, I said, call 911. They didn't get it. Because I think it's 999. Something like that. Here's 000, right? Which makes more sense. Operator. Okay. So you say, mommy, I want. Yeah, he didn't call, no. He stood up and said exactly what the Quran states about Isa alayhi salam. He says, now we believe in his kalimatullah, his ruhullah. He's the spirit from God. He's the word from God. What is the word from God mean? If you say he's a kalimatullah, he's the word of Allah, what does that mean? What's the kalima? What's the word? Kun, who said that? What's your name? Sara. Farah? Farah and Farha. Now I'm confused. Now I know why I'm confused. MashaAllah, I'm so impressed. Good for you, Ukhti. The kalima hiya kun. Allah said kun, be, and he was. And he said, we believe he was the Messiah. We believe that al-Masih, Isa ibn Maryam, the son of Mary. No male intervention. And we believe he started telling me exactly. He says, the difference between what you said and what we believe is this line. You know what that means? Very little, very thin line. He says, you will never get these people on my dead body. Isn't that amazing, Sheikh? Wallahi, I get goosebumps still. When I think and live with these people. You're migrating and these guys are coming to get you. You know, as I said, bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do when they come for you? Dude, they're coming for you. But these are just people. But can you imagine the angel of death coming for you, dude? Yeah, Zabaniya, 90. You understand? So this guy is solid. So you have to be solid. Don't waver. Be firm. So they go back empty-handed. Blah, 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 blah. Hasbunallah, now he didn't say that. So now, as I mentioned to you, Hamza became a Muslim. Umar radiallahu anhu became a Muslim. Who hears that? They only came back because after they heard Umar became a Muslim. Isn't that amazing? Look at the strength of Umar radiallahu anhu. These people, very few. I think there was 18 men and 3 women. I suppose of the second time was 17 and 16 and so on. For the second migration, there were 2 migrations to the Habasha. And the second time when they heard, when the Prophet was reciting, Najm Allah iftah alayki. In the end, he says, تَبْكُونَ وَلَتَسْجُونَ فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَلَا وَعْبُدُوا. Okay, فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَعْبُدُوا. So the Prophet ﷺ came to the ayah when the sajda comes in, everybody prostrated, except one man. This man was an old man. He says, I could not prostrate, so he grabbed a handful of dust and placed it on his head. So they heard that Quraysh became a Muslim, so they came back, and it wasn't. And the persecution was so severe, and we learned something that the leader looks after the people. I already told you, where is the shepherd? Shepherd leads from where, guys? From the back. You have to keep the people in front. So Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, these people are persecuted. Go away. He didn't say, stay with me to protect me. He says, go save yourselves. We talked about Maqasid al-Sharia. Tell me about Maqasid al-Sharia. The goals of the Sharia, the Islamic law. What is there are 5. Save your human life. Save your deen. Wealth. Family. Lineage, intellect. 5 reasons we make a halal and haram. It's called maqasid al-sharia. So this is save your lives. Go save your lives. And that's a good leader. He looks after the well-being of the people, not himself. He didn't say, stay with me, protect me. He says, go save yourselves. Look after yourselves. Then Quraysh said, you know what? We can't do this, man. Abu Talib, what's up? You're protecting him. You're among the elders. You're among the noble society. We respect you, but we need to make a deal with you. Stop him. He says, I can't do that. He says, okay, we'll make another deal with you. We give you one handsome young man to raise. And you give us your nephew, give us your Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ajaban, are you crazy? You want to give me your son to raise and you want to give me to give you my son to kill? Are you crazy? So there's no way, no go, no deal, no deal. So they talked to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though the hadith is da'if, this prophetic tradition is weak. But it's okay, it's not a hukm, it's not a ruling. But it's an amana. So they talked to him, says, listen, stop doing this. We will give you all the money you want. What are you after? Money? We will give you all the money. You'll be the richest man. I'm telling you, this hadith is da'if. I'm making sure you understand. This prophetic tradition is weak. But since it's not a hukm, we accept. It's not a ruling of halal haram. So give us, if you want, if you're doing this gig, to believe there's only one God because you want to be rich, we will give you all the money you want. But stop. Stop saying there's only one God. No deal. All right? You want fame? Okay? You will make you the most famous man amongst us. Nope. No deal. Not interested. Power. You want power. All right? You become our leader. You become the king. You run with it, man. Nope. No deal. Women. Women. That's what I know now. I know the language of men. You want women. All the women you want. Take them. No go. He says, if you put the sun in my right, the moon in my left, I will not let this go. They came back again. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's make a deal. Cool. This is not working. We're negotiating. The UN is coming. Politicians, different hats. We're good. All right. What's door behind door number three? I'll tell you what. You worship your God. You worship our God one day. We worship your God one day. No deal. All right. We worship your God 1 week. You worship our God one day. No. We worship your God 1 month. You just worship our God one day. No. How about this? We worship your God 1 whole year, man. You just worship our God one day. Oh, now we're talking, yeah? Let's call it a deal, yeah? No. Ayat was revealed in this honor. What was the ayat? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَعْبُدُ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ. Why does Allah repeat it? Tell them, قُلْ تَلْقِنِيَّ. Tell them, O Muhammad, I will not worship what you worship. You will not worship what I worship. And so on. And he repeats it. Why? Why did Allah repeat it? Confirm it. To waver it. You understand? Okay. And by the way, if I tell you, stand up, don't sit down. I already told you to stand up. Why am I telling you stand up and don't sit down? I am confirming the fact that you never even think of sitting down. Yeah, don't even think of sitting down. Stand up and don't sit down. It's a warning, double warning. Yes, Allah did the same thing. That's what it is. Okay, no deal. Now, after the da'wah has gone from secret to public when Hamza radiallahu anhu came in and Umar radiallahu anhu comes in. Now it's sad news. Abu Talib dies. Same year, Khadija radiallahu anha wa an ummahat al-mu'minin al-jumu'in dies also. What do you learn from that? This is a big lesson learned, guys. Aam al-huzn, it's a year of sadness. But what do you learn from that? What do you learn from the death of Abu Talib and the death of Khadija radiallahu anha at the same time? Very close to each other. Keep going, it's good, yes. There's more. There's a bigger lesson. Allahu Akbar with Ibrahim. I love you, man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this victory and this protection and all of that stuff does not come because your uncle is Abu Talib. Does not come because your wife is not Khadija. But you understand, it was very sad. When his uncle was dying, remember, I'm not sure if I told this group or not, he was telling Prophet Muhammad, people are dying, he's dying, your uncle is dying. He runs. Did I tell you that story? Alhamdulillah. So now you learn, right? He was making sounds. So you learn about that. Not, it's how you end, man. So also understand that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was Aam al-Huzn because of what? Do you remember? Why? What it was called Aam al-Huzn? Sadness year. The year of sadness, sorrow. Because he was what? Deprived of da'wah. Yes? That's the truth. The scholars say that the truth behind Aam al-Huzn, you understand now you're losing your wife, right? Khadija, not any wife. This was best friend. Gone. Support financially is gone. Support with the tribe is gone. Now he's being harmed. So does he give up? No. Just like he said, where does he go? Al-Ta'if. Who's been to Al-Ta'if before? Okay. So he goes to Al-Ta'if, long story short. Okay, I'm supposed to stop now, but I'll finish with the Surah Al-Ta'if. The Surah Al-Ta'if. There is no Surah Al-Ta'if. It's a new bid'ah, yani. He goes to Al-Ta'if. He comes back after, long story short, with what? Rejection. bloodied feet. Yes? And Abdurrahman Nu'af was him with a filing, trying to protect him. Could you imagine the best feet that ever walked on earth was walking in blood? Little weasels throwing pebbles on Prophet Muhammad's beautiful feet. He never says, you know, the angel of the mountains comes down, and you know the story. He says, Allah sent me under your command, I will akhshabain, meaning the two mountains, they will collapse. I will destroy these people. What did he say? If it happened to you, man, you know what? You go to masjid, whatever, says, you shall not pass. You will not be coming in this masjid. You go to another masjid, you blah, 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 blah. You go, what? Then the angel of comes in, he goes, you know what? I'm going to destroy these people. Just you tell me, man. You tell me the word, they're gone. Oh. You know, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? You know who you're messing with, man? You mess with the wrong guy. Angel of something, destroy these people. Losers. Is that what he did? La wallahi. He says, no, don't do it. Maybe. Allahumma ighfir liqawmi innahum la ya'lamun. He's Allah, forgive my people, they know not what they're doing. Do you believe it, man? After all this harm, is maybe the lineage of them, they will come to say la ilaha illallah. He goes away. He goes under a tree. He looks at this tree, nobody sits except under the, long story short, actually, oh, there was a migration, but okay, I don't want to jump too much. But from that, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took Khadijah's money, and he was a business partner for her. Why was he so different, and why was he so smart? Can you tell me how he was different than anybody else? He was very honest. What else? Yeah, he comes with more profit. How did he do it? His business people, are you listening? Okay, usually what they used to do, rihlat al-shaa' wa-salayf, you know, Sham and Quraysh, you would take one thing and sell it there. Or go to there and buy something and sell it there. No, he didn't do that. He took merchandise and sold it there, and he got the money, bought some more merchandise and sold it there. He doubled their profit. Yeah? So you have to be smart, not just because you're religious. See, now he's listening. See, Brother Muhammad Iqbal go, man, I should have been doing this for a long time. May Allah bless him. Say ameen. So now, of course, you know, that tree that he never said, it goes in and somebody comes up to him. He goes, these people here, they didn't believe in him. But he says, you know what, give him this cluster of grapes. What do you learn from that? Generosity, hospitality. You know, people in Medina, they used to fight wars in the day and they would host on you at night. Medina, you know, the Medina, the Ansar. You know, our army comes in and said, you will never be able to get to them. You will never be able to get to them. Why? Because this is a mahjar, Nabi. You will never be able to beat these people. This is a mahjar. A messenger will come here. You won't beat these guys. But they would fight you in the morning, at night. Here you go. Enjoy. Thank you for coming. Come again. You know the corporate smile? So, he goes under a tree, he comes with a servant, a slave to these people that own it, their brethren from Quraysh, rich, they have a garden. They go, here, take this cluster of grape and give it to him. Even though they don't believe in him, they want to, blah, 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 they still host it on him. Then Prophet ﷺ says, Bismillah. He takes a grape and he says, Bismillah. He eats with his right, he goes, Bismillah. You learn that now, right? Before you eat, say Bismillah and eat with your right. Okay? And then Addas, his name is Addas, by the way, he goes, هذا قول ما اعتاد عليه العرب. Arabs are not used to what you said. Where did you get that from? He says, من أين أنت يا Addas? Where are you from, Addas? He says, what's your name? It's Addas. Where are you from, Addas? What did you learn from that? I just mentioned something. What's your name? He says, Addas. Where are you from, Addas? What did you learn from that? Yes, recognize people's name and call them by their name. What's your name? Muhammad. Yes, Ahmed. Ya Ammi Muhammad. Okay, Mahmoud. Ya Wallahi, I'm Muhammad. Abdul Hamid. Ya Ammi Wallahi Muhammad. They go through all the Muhammad, Ahmed, Mahmoud, Mahmoud, Muhammad, Abdul Hamid, Abdul Hamid. So I try as much as you can. Like I remember, I can't remember everybody, but I tried my best. It's more personal, yeah? He says, where are you from? He says, from Nineveh. Ah, the city of my brother, Yunus. Jonah. He goes, you know Jonah? Yunus? Nineveh? It's a very small city. Nobody knows it. He goes, yes. How do you know him? He says, he is akhi. He is my brother. Huwa nabi wa ana nabi. He is my brother. He is a prophet and I'm a prophet. What do you learn from that? Hey?
Spread the message.
Spread the message.
Find common ground.
Find common ground. Which one? They're both prophets are brothers. Because I don't have candy, Yani? All right. He said, what? Huwa nabi wa ana nabi. You know, he's the seal of the prophets and messengers, the leader of the prophets and messengers, the best of creation, the most beloved to Allah. He started with him. He is a prophet, and I am a prophet. How humble, ya akhi. Who are you? Ana bint Tartushi basha basha. Who are you? I am the son of blah, 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 blah. You know, I come from a lineage, blah, 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 blee. And I drive blah, 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 blue. And don't mess with me because I'm going to have a blah, 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 blah. Wallahi, ya Sheikh, humble yourself down. Yamshuna ala ardi hauna. They walk in humility, humbleness. Yes? Okay, that's another one we'll talk about in the khutbah, inshallah. Oh, okay, let me finish here because I know that Dr. Zahir said 8 and I'm like 15 minutes. There's a lot to share, okay? Next time, I'm going to talk about something extremely important. You will know when I talk about it because it's... Okay, all right, do you have any questions? No? Fantastic, we'll move on. No, I'm just kidding. You have a question, Sister Bahra, please go ahead.
Can you mentioned sabr a lot today. Can you explain what is sabr in practice?
Okay, I'm going to give a khutbah about sabr, but I can tell you. Sabr are three types. Actually, I did the sabr already, no? No? Did I do the sabr in Corby? I said the akhlaq, then I went. I did the sabr. I did the sabr. Yeah, I did in Corby, right? Yes, I did. I remember now. That's what I usually start with, akhlaq. All right? There are three types of patients. Can you tell me if you were in the Corby Masjid khutbah? Huh? Okay, akhlaq is good. Akhlaq is good. There are three types of patients. Sabr ala al-maqdur, wa sabr ala al-ma'mur, wa sabr an al-mahdur. Three types of patience. Sabr, patience about what the divine decree of Allah upon you, and patience about what you are obligated to do, ibadat, acts of worship, and sabr, to stay away from the prohibitions. Remember that? These are the three patience. Okay, but I won't go there because and I hope, it's online, I talked about it before, but we'll do, is that what you asked, what the kind of patience? Yeah, these are the three, okay? And there I talked about three types of people, and I talked about the type of patience upon, and there's sabr and jameel, and all of that stuff. There was a whole comprehensive khutbah about patience. Any other questions? I hope that answers your question, my dear sister. Okay, no questions from the brothers? Fantastic. Any others? We're good. Okay, let's wrap it up. Let's talk about what we talked about. What the three tells. My dear sisters, did the sisters or the brothers won last time? No, not yesterday. Yesterday we won. Do you believe it? Brothers won yesterday. Allahu Akbar. I meant I wasn't going to do a zaghruta. La, 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 la. I was going to say takbir. It was a 4-4? Okay. Cool. I didn't mention, Ty? I didn't mention? Oh, cool, cool, cool. MashaAllah. You remember. Okay. All right, here we go. First question for the sisters. Okay, lessons learned. What did you sisters learn from the migration of Abyssinia? When Prophet ﷺ says, go to Abyssinia. What are the lessons learned from the first migration to Abyssinia, Habasha? Give me any lesson learned. Yes, Ukhti Habrana? Great on. So we learn now the weight of the just ruler. Yeah, very good. He is number one on the list of the seven that were shaded. Very good. What else did you learn, brothers, from the first migration to Abyssinia? Habasha. Sorry, Doc, I'm a little behind. Apologies. Okay, no problem. Yeah, it's okay. No problem. I was trying to, Allah, squeeze everything in. Okay, go ahead. Any brothers? There was a few more lessons yeah, and you learned. Help. Think together, collectively. Yes, Brother Yahya. Go ahead, Habibi. Don't cause fitna. Very good, mashallah. Remember when they came and said, these people, blah, 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 blah. I asked you, don't be the spark to ignite the fitna. And don't pass it on. You know the website train, the internet train? We pass things unbelievable. I get messages. Did you know if you do 3,000 times of I don't even know what that is. It's apparently some Swedish Häagen-Dazen Farfignugen thingy. And we pass some information that has no relevance whatsoever to Islam or Quran and Sunnah. But we're just so fast forward. Please don't do that. Okay? Very good. Thank you, my dear brother. What was your name again, dude? Tahir. Ahsant. Thank you, Brother Tahir. Anything else? There were more, but... That's good enough. Alhamdulillah. Hey? Boy, you hear both sides of the story. Now you have to match it. Sisters are up on one, dude. And something that was obvious, right? I told you something about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't be blinded by bribery. Very good. Now do you up that, sisters? Because now they're up on one. It's an auction. Go ahead. I told you what was about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember that? Best of character, yeah, uh-huh. Right. He didn't say, stay with me, protect me. No, a leader looks after the people, not himself. He says, go, protect yourself. Yeah, Sheikh Ibrahim. That's okay, go ahead, Yunus. Very good, you're right. MashaAllah alaik. What's the Sheikh, brother? Ibrahim. MashaAllah, Ja'far al-Tayyar. Okay, speaking of Ja'far al-Tayyar, was he known for you was Ja'far al-Tayyar? Ja'far is his name. Tayyar was the pilot. Why was he known for that? Pilot means, actually it's not a pilot. The flying Ja'far. Sorry, that's a wrong translation. Okay, I know you know it. Now you know it. Now you come through for me. Did he? Everybody knows that one. But Sheikh, you give him easy questions, Yani. Why you hate me, Masulini, Yani? Okay, go ahead, sister. Yusra. Right, arms were cut off. Very good, mashallah. So Allah replaced them with wings. Ahsanti. Now, tell me the rank of martyrs. What is the reward for martyr? I think Yahya had his hand up. Sorry, Yunus. And I heard you before. May Allah bless you. Go ahead, Yahya. That's right. First drop of blood that touches the ground, he will see his place in Jannah. Mashallah. And? Go ahead. 70, yeah. Two, now it's on sale, mashallah, 2 for 1. Okay. Right on, he will intercede for them. Very good, mashallah. Be relieved from the punishment of the grave and all of that stuff. Fantastic. Be resurrected, smell of aroma, no blood and all of that. Fantastic. Of course, one narration says, al-mabtoon, wal-mahdoom, wal-mahruq, the one that gives birth, dying, giving birth. Mabtoon, ailments of terminal illness in the stomach. Mahdoom, you know, you're the building sort of just did sajda, you know, when the building goes and you die in the building. What the heck is that? The collapses, right? Collapse, when the building collapses. Khushu'a, mashallah. Very good. And a person who is also burned, and the person who dies in that drowning. All that is considered to be among the martyrs. Highest level, the highest rank of a martyr is the one that actually died to keep the word of Allah to be upright, which is the sake of Islam. Sorry, go ahead, Ikhti. I understand. You do ask to protect, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't want it. But I usually go with asking Allah. You see, to have a martyr. This is, if you ever want to do me a favor, ask Allah to take my soul in Medina as a martyr. Yeah, if you ever want to give me husn al-khatimah in Medina, that's all I ask. If you ever want to do make dua for me, husn al-khatimah, I ask shahada fil Medina ba'd umr tawil fi sabilik. Okay, so ask, if you ever do a dua for me, ask Allah to grant me shahada in Medina, hopefully when I'm prostrating in Friday. Yeah, if you want to add some sprinkles on that. Yeah, I'm just being greedy. Okay. And buried in Baqi'a. Yani, if you also want to add resurrected with Prophet Sallam and be with him in Jannah, I would certainly appreciate it. And you can now get, you want some fries with it? It's like putting on a special order. Yes, Sheikh.
Isn't there a special door for the matters themselves?
Yes, Sheikh. Yes. من سأل الله الشهادة. If you ask Allah the shahada, the martyrdom, you're sincere in your heart. Even if you die on your bed, you will get the rank of the shahada. If you're sincere in your intention. Very good. We'll call it a tie? We'll call it a tie. It's tie. All right. Okay. Tie break question. Are we ready? What was the lesson learned? No, sorry, I'll take that back. There's too many questions in my brain, and I'll call it, khalas, done. Tiebreak question is, the truth, what is the truth about the year of sadness? I think this guy had his hand up first. Yeah, you, this guy, yes. What's your name, Sheikh? Masroor. May Allah make you happy in this life and hereafter, Ya Sheikh.
It was the year that he didn't get any revelation. There wasn't
and then his uncle and his wife opened up. I'm stretching. I am buying time. Halas. Are they going to eat me alive, dude? Sorry. It's okay. You did good. You did good. Hey, sisters. Okay. There you go. Good for you. Sisters win again. I'm so happy for you. I still love you, brothers. Still love you. Very good. It's now 2-0. I believe the score. Is that correct? Yeah. All right, you did good. I'm so proud of you. That's it. May Allah bless you, inshallah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us in Jannah as He gathers in the dunya. Next time, inshallah, I'm going to go a little bit deeper on something that is extremely important. So whatever you do, do not miss the next Thursday. Because it's extremely important. This one coming up, if anything, this is the most important of them all. And you'll know why, inshallah. All right, guys. So, subhanak Allah, muhammadik, nashur Allah, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah khairan. The floor is Dr. Zuhair. Jazakumullah.
Takbir. 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 Assalamu alaikum, everyone. First of all, alhamdulillah, it's really nice to see a consistent crowd. We spoke about this last week, alhamdulillah, to stay consistent. So, really good that the message was received well. Alhamdulillah, it's very easy to want to come and alhamdulillah, listen and benefit from Sheikh Ala. Jazakumullah khairan. Sheikh Ala, we really sincerely